You're listening to 91.3 WHJE, and you're listening to the Homecoming Special. Who's in here right now for us?
Kendall's here. What's up?
We got Kendall.
I'm Emily. Emily Patton, to be exact.
Ben Miller, present in the studio.
And I'm Addie Yost.
Yes, and me, Emily, and Ben, we're going to be staying here for the entire show. This is going to go until 12:40. Addie and Kendall are only here for our first topic.
Just kidding, no, because I'm here for more than one topic. What are you talking about, Ryan?
Unless you want to.
Of course I want to.
Our first topic will be Spirit Week. We're going to talk about Spirit Week.
Oh my gosh, Spirit Week's been crazy this year.
Yeah, we're going to give our opinions about it and everything. We're going to have a fun time. So who wants to... Let's start with Monday. What was Monday's Spirit Day?
Monday was Senior Citizen Appreciation Day.
Was it appreciation?
Well, they had to say appreciation.
Oh, yeah, true. Okay.
I didn't like it. It was cute and everything,
cute.
But like,
it made me uncomfortable.
I couldn't do it. I don't have any like
some
old
of the
people's
stuff. Wrinkles. Ooh,
yes, the makeup.
Yeah, some people were getting really into it, and I was a little weird. I was a little weirded out by some of it. But.
I also heard that a lot of the freshman teachers, they dressed up as Mr. Rott.
Yes.
Oh,
they're
Mr.
Like,
Rott.
They got his permission specifically. But.
The suspenders and everything.
Yeah. There were some really good ones, though. I was pretty impressed. Some people, I was questioning their age. I thought that they were legitimately old. I was like, oh, yeah, just kidding. This is a spirit day. You aren't old. You are in high school.
A lot of people went with the... dye their hair gray thing, and then I noticed a couple days later they still had that in their hair.
Oh my gosh,
which
yes.
was a little embarrassing in my opinion.
Oh no.
Well,
they just went gray
look,
overnight,
man.
You know.
They're repping the salt hair, dude.
Exactly.
George Clooney's got gray hair. He's one of the most beautiful men alive, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that is true.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
So did you guys do the Senior Citizen Day? Emily, did you?
No, I did not.
Ben?
I dress like a dad every day, so I guess you can sort of consider me to be
a 50-year-old, 60-year-old dad.
Yeah. I just want to get a bunch of pair of dad jeans, just Wrangler jeans from like Walmart. Oh, that'd be great.
Kendall, did you?
No, I did not.
I did not either. I actually went to the Colts game, so I had on my Colts jersey, and it was not a very good game, so.
We're not going to talk about that. That was a little embarrassing.
Let's move on to the next topic.
I didn't either. I didn't really like Senior Citizen Day. Like Emily said, I didn't have anything that I could dress up for that.
It's a creative idea and all, but I think it would have been cuter like in like elementary school because you're so young.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did like Holiday Day, though, which was the next day on Tuesday. I thought that was really fun. There was a lot of Christmas in the hallways.
I
felt like it was already winter and we just skipped fall.
And I loved like all the music, bad. You know, the music during the passing periods, the Christmas music. I was just like, oh, this is so wonderful.
It felt just very spirited and just really live. I feel like that was the day that had the best outcome, in my opinion, besides today, which is Blue and Gold Day. I feel like that had the best outcome. I feel like a lot of people were really repping the holidays on Tuesday.
I actually did that one. I was Christmas. I wore a Santa hat all day. My hair was a mess because I took a shower that morning and then just put the hat on. Mm-hmm. I had horrible hat hair.
Oh, you know what a bad day was? I thought Wednesday was horrible.
No.
Really?
I forget. What was Wednesday?
Workout Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Are you kidding me? Like, that's like half the school population already wears that.
That's why I liked it. Because, like, everyone could do it. You know, everyone has, like, you know, running shorts or.
Which is boring.
Athletic
shorts. I was, like, hoping for, like, an 80s day.
Yes. That's what
something
I
like that. You know?
I feel like a lot of people did take kind of, like, the 80s route with the whole workout day thing. Sad thing was I was still in jeans and a t-shirt. Workout day was non-existent in my world.
I felt like the most teacher participation day was on workout day. You know, like, comfy clothes and stuff. Yeah. I'm sure teachers were sure taking advantage of that one.
It was hilarious, actually. My speech teacher walks into class, and he has his Star Wars, like, pajamas on in his robe, and everyone's like, that's not workout gear.
Is that
he's
Mr.
like,
Wav?
My sleep is my workout. Everybody was laughing. That's I just thought idea. It was kind of funny.
I like it when the teachers participate in the spirit days. It makes it more fun because you get to see your teacher dress up like an idiot pretty much.
Yeah.
Thursday, Safari Day.
Oh,
I thought that was the best day.
That was really a miss.
I saw a guy in a blue gorilla suit and I took like a double take. I was like, what? What? What was that?
When I think safari, I think like, you know, Africa and like tigers and lions and stuff. I don't think gorilla. So when I was walking in the hall and I saw the people in their big gorilla suits, I was like, isn't that the jungle?
Yeah.
I mean, jungle I just, I feel like there was a lot of misinterpretations with that day, but it was still fun nonetheless. I thought it was a fun day still.
I liked that day because like, at least at the station, there was a guy named Dan Burkhart. And he looked exactly like the Safari Dan.
Oh
guy.
My god!
You know, like just come visit you at like middle school and stuff, or elementary school. Oh my god! He looked like exactly like him, copy and paste.
I thought that he looked like Steve Irwin.
Yes! Oh my god!
A crikey!
A crocodile hunter.
Oh gosh, oh, accent's goodness. Not on point right now.
I know. I actually really liked. I saw when I was walking around. I saw the people in like the footy pajamas and stuff. I'm like, oh my goodness, I have a pair of Cheeto ones. I'm like, why did I not wear that?
Yeah, why didn't you?
I don't know. I just wore like a jean shirt with like this little like boat hat thing with like Cheetah shoes. It was okay. It was mediocre. But.
Ben, did you participate in Safari Day?
No.
I have to admit, I've been way too lazy this week. For me being a senior, this is my last homecoming week and spirit week and all that. And really, the only time I've dressed up is I'm wearing a Carmel Greyhounds football T-shirt right now. And that's about as good as I got all week.
Well, today's is blue and gold. And there's a blue outline on it. Oh, there's the blue
on the
back.
There's the blue. It's on the back. It's covered by black.
It says Friday Night Lights.
And his jeans are blue.
My mom designed it.
Oh, really? Actually,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, fancy.
Wait, what does it have on the front? It's like caramel, and it's like a picture of like
the
stadium?
Yeah, it's got the stadium in the...
Oh, that's really awesome.
Or it's like a word art t-shirt, you know?
That's kind of cool. Yeah.
So at least you participated in one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Today is probably the most fun... Honestly, I love looking in the hall and it's just like this big pool of like blue and gold. Yeah. And it's like everybody is just so happy today.
Yes.
Like I don't think I've come across anybody who's like not dressed in blue and gold. Oh, except there's a kid walking by right now and he's not in blue and gold. So I take that back.
It's like, you totally stick out more if you don't have on blue and
gold. Exactly. And I don't understand how you don't, because like even in sixth grade, you got like a shirt that was class of, you know, like this.
I guess just want to like go away from the flow, you know.
Yeah, they want to do their own thing.
So what was everyone's favorite day? Emily, what was your favorite day?
Workout Wednesday.
Workout Wednesday. Ben?
Probably today.
I'm just Blue and Gold Day?
General, yeah.
Kendall?
Oof. Either today or Holiday Day on Tuesday, I really liked.
Addie?
I have to say, same with Kendall, Holiday Day. That was pretty fun.
I'm going to go workout. I liked workout a lot.
There we go.
Yeah.
Workout wins.
So we're going to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere because we will be right back. Up next here on 91.3 WHJE is First Train Home by Imogen Heap. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE. You're listening to the homecoming special we have going on today.
Woo!
What are we talking about next?
The dance.
Yes, we're going to be talking about the homecoming dance. Anybody going this year? Anybody taking a special someone with them?
I'm going.
No.
Of course, Addie is. Of course.
I'm going. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm going with my group of friends and my boyfriend. He's in my group of friends. So I'm going with him and then going with my whole group of friends. So
that'll be so much fun.
And speaking of my boyfriend, he's just standing right outside the studio with like 10 boxes of pizza.
That was really ironic. He walked by right as you said it.
So funny.
Bring it in.
Okay. So why aren't you guys going to the dance, huh?
Because I'm a senior.
Oh, that doesn't have to do with anything.
I feel like homecoming is more like underclassmen, though.
Because we have the art fest, this is off track, but there's a big art festival going on in downtown Carmel.
That's true.
And my job, I'm working from 12 tomorrow morning, afternoon, to close, because it's going to be crazy. So I can't go to that tomorrow night.
Well, that's okay.
Why aren't you going, Emily?
I don't know. My sister's in town.
No, actually,
that was so
no,
fake.
But, like, honestly, my sister is coming to town. Oh. Like, she's home right now.
Oh.
And I don't know. I'm busy tonight, so tomorrow night after my race, I'll probably hang out with her for a while.
I can't go because I'm going to a birthday dinner for my grandpa.
Oh. Fancy.
So I have a legit reason. Unlike
how
you
old
people.
Is he
going
to be?
70-something.
I love old people.
70-something? I don't know.
My grandma turns 80 on Monday. But anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, I went to the dance though freshman year.
I did too.
I think freshman went and sophomore year.
Yeah, I went fresh. Just so you know, Ben, Kendall, and I are seniors, and Emily and Addie are juniors.
Woo!
So
yeah, represents.
So they still got one more year. There.
Yeah.
This is my third year going, so I'm excited. Like, I always think everyone's always like, it's so lame and all this stuff, but if you go saying it's gonna be lame, it's gonna be lame. But
yeah.
If you go with your friends and say you're gonna have a good time, you're gonna have a good time.
That's
so.
Such a good way to look at it.
I had a good time my freshman year.
I didn't. Yeah. I was awkwardly fifth wheeling.
I did that.
No, this is actually a really funny story. I was supposed to go with someone, and then it was two couples. And at the last minute, the person I was supposed to go with ditched me. So I was like kind of awkwardly jamming with myself, and I mean I had fun like nonetheless, but it was very awkward. Don't fifth wheel at homecoming.
I remember I went with like a group of friends, and then they all met up with like their boyfriends and stuff at the time, and I was like, I don't care about that. So then I just went off with like some random people in my biology class. I just had like a really good time.
I stopped going after sophomore year when they, I don't know if it's still a rule, but they gave out sunglasses for kids to wear to make it seem darker in the.
Yes, because oh, yeah. They keep the lights on now. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Like, I understand. There's some interesting things that may go on
yeah,
in a situation like that.
Mm. Yeah, if you
but, man,
you could definitely just go to homecoming for it's kind of like free TV. Yeah. I mean, you're just watching
oh,
some
gosh.
Very interesting stuff going yeah. on that dance floor. I mean.
Just stay with your group of friends on the outside. Don't
yeah.
go to the inside.
I thought it was fun to see like the teachers dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like them dressed
why.
Up and
yeah,
stuff.
Exactly.
And
there was always whenever there's the dance, there's always like the middle. And mm-hmm. that's just a very interesting sort of thing going on there. But I always think it's funny when the parents and the teachers try to get to the middle to break yes. it up. And somehow they just get lost in there.
You also can't get out.
Yeah, yeah. Once you're in there you're just stuck.
Yeah.
Maybe crowd surfing before you know it.
My homecoming story, I think it was my freshman year. So they breathalyze you every time, mm-hmm. obviously, because it's high school.
Oh, yeah.
The breathalyzer, I was with two other friends that we met up at the entrance. And when they breathalyzed us, the thing didn't work. Like, it wasn't picking up our breath or anything. So we blew into it so many times that my friend and I almost passed out.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
That's not good.
That's like my friend at the football game. Whenever she goes, it always takes her like forever to get it.
Yeah, and you get lightheaded really fast.
Yeah. Those are quite hefty breaths you have to take. And I can't do it into the mic because I'll like blow the speakers. But
you just see Kendall over there in the air going, like blowing in the air.
Okay. This is really off topic.
I remember my freshman year when Emily and Addie were in eighth grade. They had the lights were well. They can't relate to this.
Oh yeah. Okay.
The lights were
the
off.
Lights were off because kids were turning them off.
Only in the middle though. There's like the field house is like three sections.
Four.
Four.
Yeah, it's four
just
sections.
Four sections. Just kidding. And the outskirts were like the lights were on, but in the middle it was. Dark.
Yeah, the teachers they hold back on the lights. They try to hold back, and kids are like sneaking over and just turn them off. And when they turn them off, like there's music playing, and everyone's like, "Yeah." It's like,
well, and I mean, when you say the lights are on, I don't because I can't relate. Like you said, it's not like the big like fluorescent like gym lights are on.
Oh, it was the big floor. They so
what?
It's like four well, gyms, four basketball courts. The two middle, the top like overhead lights were off, but the ends. Were
oh
shiny bright.
See, like the past 2 years that I've Jeez. Gone, it hasn't been like that. They have like those like colored lights and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, that was sophomore lights. Year when I went. They had the colored lights.
Yeah, they didn't.
I think it's funny that freshman year, the same homecoming Ryan was talking about, everybody sat down to protest so that all the lights would turn off. It was like a bunch of 5-year-olds just sitting down with their arms crossed until they got their way. It obviously. Didn't work, but it
I
was
sat
funny.
Down.
It was a good attempt.
Yeah,
it was
I
a good
sat
attempt.
Down.
Nice try, guys.
I'm like, sorry. Oh.
My first year, I didn't stick around very long either. Me and my friends ditched it. We were like, music, because I used to be such a narrow-minded music. I thought I was a music critic, and I was definitely not into the whatever was popular freshman year. I can't even remember. But
Coldplay.
I was like, Coldplay. Hey, Coldplay's my guilty pleasure. Fun fact about me. Yeah. Would you like me to explain why they're my guilty pleasure? Because, okay, this is so
Oh, he's explaining anyways. He's not giving you a choice.
All right. So everyone has a guilty pleasure. Like, Coldplay's mine because, you know, if you tell someone you're a Coldplay fan, you're like, oh. Like, it's kind of like if you say you're a YouTube fan, everyone's like,
"Oh, I'm sorry."
I guess they're okay. Okay, go back to the whatever. Now I'm
totally homecoming.
Yeah, the thing that's relevant right now.
What is the theme for? It's tomorrow night, so
Kendall knows.
Kendall, what's the theme?
It's a stroll down Broadway. Oh, and I don't really know, like, what they're going to do for that. Yeah. But, you know.
See, when I went my freshman year, whatever the theme was, no one, like, actually followed it. Everyone just wore, like.
I think it's more just the decorations in the gym. It's not like, dress like you're going on Broadway.
People be, like, dressed up in costumes. Who's that?
That would be interesting. I have, like, this vision right now.
You want to explain your vision?
Not really.
Okay. Yeah, I'm wondering with Ben. The first 2 years I went, freshman and sophomore, I didn't think there were themes. So, like, when did they establish themes?
Well, I think maybe it started with the sunglasses one because, I remember like, you went in and they gave you sunglasses. And I also remember I got a shirt freshman year. And it was for the dance, and it had a picture of a greyhound on it, and I had a little pair of sunglasses on.
Aww, that's kind of cute. But
wow.
Yeah, I think that they got a new, chairperson for homecoming this year. One of the students, Tatum Prady, I don't know how to say her last name, Prady or something. Her mom is actually in charge of the homecoming dance this year. And I don't know if she has been in the past, but they established a theme for this year. And I kind of like it. I think it might be
Broadway's
cool.
Broadway's fun stuff to do.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if they're going to, like, play
but
Broadway.
But what type of Broadway? Like, music? Like 1920s, like Great Gatsby Broadway looking?
That's the
or
kind
like,
of stuff I like.
You're going to go in dressing up like a Broadway show? Like, can I show up dressing up like a character from The Lion King? Be like, I'm here to dance.
Regardless, just do it. Honestly.
Yeah, Ben, you should go. You can still get your ticket.
I'm Simba.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's going to do it for the homecoming dance part of our show. Anybody want to make some final comments about it?
Don't show up in a limo.
Don't show up in your parents' RV like I did.
wait, like a full-on RV.
Recreational vehicle, man. I swear.
No, do it.
It was bad. Gosh. I was so embarrassed.
Last comment I'd like to make, just to the people who are going to homecoming, just remember there are people watching you, and they're probably judging you because we live in a pretty judgmental society. Just remember that whatever you're doing is being watched by like 100+ other people.
No, be yourself. And express your inner art of dance. That's what you should do. Don't listen to Kendall.
But just make sure it's appropriate.
Yeah, make it.
All right.
Okay. All right, I'm done now.
That's going to do it for us. Be sure to stay tuned in, though, because up next, we're going to be having two more people on and talking about the homecoming football game that's tonight. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE. You're listening to the homecoming special here on 91.3, and we're getting ready to go into our next topic. Who do we have in the booth right now for us? We still have Emily.
Hello.
And Ben. Ben is still here.
What's up?
But we got three new guests.
I'm Lyra Buskey because Ryan doesn't want to introduce me, I guess.
No, you introduce yourselves.
Ooh. Oh, well.
Oh. Samuel Wiederhaft, play-by-play for football broadcasts, celebrity already at the age of 17.
My name is Jack Kaiser. I'm the sports director at WHJE.
And Leo didn't say it, but Leo's also part of the sports department. Do you do anything specific in the sports department?
Play-by-play for JV and games like that. So not as important as Sam.
Obviously.
Still,
at least you're taller.
Okay. All right. So next topic here, Ryan.
We're gonna be talking about the football game that's going on tonight. Anybody going?
I'm going.
Duh.
Of course.
No. I mean, I'm broadcast. We're broadcasting. So
yes, everyone is going to this. Most people are going to this game. It is the biggest game other than the finals for football.
It's debatable. I have to agree.
Well, debatable.
I mean, maybe. The matchup itself isn't that big, but no. The environment.
Who are we playing? Really cool.
North Central. They are a MIC rival for Carmel. They're actually 0-5 this year, so it might not be that great of a
competition.
Game.
Competition so, level not so high.
Always exciting.
Yeah.
Homecoming's always so much fun.
They're 0-5 this year. They've actually lost 16 games in a row, leading back
seriously?
To last season.
Yes.
So, oh, and Carmel beat them 56? Yeah, 56-0 last year. So, like I said, the competition level might not be there. It might be a blowout in the second half, which, you know, could lead to fans leaving early. But the first half and the environment at the beginning of the game, it'll be special.
I don't think they're going to be leaving early because it is a homecoming game. It's going to be hype all game before and after, including.
Hopefully.
Because there's that throughout the entire game.
Yeah, there's that tailgate for life that's going on before. That starts at what, like 5?
Yes, 5.
Oh, yeah.
It starts at 5. Game doesn't start till 7:30.
That's
so
right.
Yep. I'll be there at 5.
Yeah, Ben's going.
And then also the homecoming court ceremonies or whatnot at halftime, too.
Yeah, it's all homecoming for this football game, which makes – I love the homecoming football game. That's the one game. If I had to choose one game, that would be the one game I would go every year.
Oh, yeah. Well, lots of tradition involved in it. You know, it's usually against a person that we – or against a team that we always beat. So, you know, it's always good to win your homecoming game.
That's
actually,
just coincidence.
Yes.
Coincidence.
Yeah. Yeah, it's obviously. But North Central actually hasn't beat us since 2006. So, you know, hopefully we can continue that streak tonight.
I mean, this could be their year. That would be embarrassing, but
I don't
I'm willing
know.
It's to, you know, bet a lot of money that that won't happen.
So, Sam broadcasts football for our Carmel football team. What are your, what do you think is going to happen tonight, in your opinion?
I think I said on the show, Hound Pound Sports Talk, yesterday during SRT, I think I said that we're going to have an explosive first quarter. We're going to score. I think at the end of the first quarter, I said it's going to be 21-0. I think we're going to come out firing like we have the past two games. I see a 21-0 score at the end of the first quarter. Halftime, I don't know, 35-0. I think we only score one more time in the next half because I think when the they're going to start rotating the twos and threes, the second string and the third string. So I'm predicting a 42-7 score against North Central. I do not see them scoring a lot on our defense at all, and I think it's going to be a great win for the Greyhounds during homecoming.
And I'm the sideline man. Sam will be calling the game, so I'll be getting interviews at halftime and then after the game. But from what I see, Sam pretty much hit it right on the button. We're going to come out firing right in the first quarter. We're going to get on them early. Actually, in the third quarter of last year's game, we scored 28 points just in the third quarter. That's an incredible stat. And I think it'll be anywhere from 28 to 35 to 0, or they might get a touchdown in there. So I'm going to say 35-7 at halftime. And then when the backups start to come in, we'll slow down on offense, and it'll end up being, yeah, slow down on offense, but they'll still end up getting to the 50s. I'm going to say 56-14, Carmel.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Nice scoring, buddy.
I thought I missed
right, that's some confidence.
35 points in one half. Wow.
That's, yeah, that's bold. But hey, when you have a quarterback.
That's on pace for 70.
It's quite frankly a reality.
When you have a quarterback like Michael Vickshire, who did not throw an incomplete pass in the first half of last game.
16-16.
Definitely possible.
Wow.
Yeah. So we got, Leo, what's your opinion? What do you think the final score would be?
Well, I'm with Sam and Kaiser on this one. Carmel's going to come out in the first quarter. Just blow them out of the water. I don't think it's going to be 35 points in the first half, although that would be nice to see. I think it's be more, you know, 21, 28 maybe. But I think at the final score, probably 47-7.
47?
Interesting score.
49.
Okay.
49-7.
So throw a little bit of safeties in there?
Yeah. You know, got to switch it up every once in a while.
Okay.
So we got the sports perspective on that. Ben, what do you think? Because you're obviously one of the fans.
Well, yeah, this is the only game I'm probably going to be able to go to this year unless they do a because usually the championship game's on a Saturday, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Around Thanksgiving, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, but I work. Like, I haven't been able to make it to a football game. So I'm hoping, you know, I know it's North Central, and I know from playing with them because I was on the football team last year, and I know playing against them, they're not as great, and you guys have supported that with your stats and whatnot, but you know, I still hope for a game with a close deficit and just a separation between the two teams. I think it would be a lot more exciting if it was a close game, but I think if we do come out and it's just a total just like blowout, basically, I think that will still be exciting since it's like homecoming. The spirit's just really like rich and powerful. So
now over the years, I've seen plenty of close games at Carmel. So I actually hope they come out and blow them out from a fan's perspective, because I want them, and an insider's perspective, because I want them to really have confidence going into the rest of the season. This could be a really special year for Carmel, and if they have a lot of confidence going into the last part of their schedule and they start playing tougher opponents like Ben Davis and Warren Central, then that'll help them perform better and possibly get to the state championship game.
Ben, what kind of fan are you? Are you like one of the fans that actually pays attention to the game, or are you someone who just goes for the social event?
Yeah, I get pretty wild. I don't like to be the kids that sit at the top of the bleachers and are just like, I don't want to
join in all the chants.
Like you got if you're going to the football game, I mean, come on, you gotta, especially the homecoming game.
Yeah,
like,
you gotta watch
wild.
It.
It's gonna be wild. I can already tell. So
I am also one of the leaders for the Senior Spirit Club Big Game, and one of our sayings is chant or leave. So that was a great point, Ben.
Yeah, I saw
if
that.
If you're a student, you can go to the game. Chant with the rest of the student section, or just leave.
Agreed, 100%.
The theme for tonight, blue and gold, I want that to cover the entire side of our stands. Every seat, blue and gold.
Well, the parents always wear blue and gold because, you know, they're the parents. Yes. But the theme is blue and gold once again for tonight. So, and I've seen plenty of kids wearing it at school, so that won't be a problem.
It should be a good turnout. Again, because it is the homecoming game. Most people go to it for a social event, and it is a social event because you usually go with a group of friends and you hang out, but it's also, like Ben said, it's a football game. You should really kind of pay attention, because if it ends up like you guys are predicting, just a huge blowout, that'll get really hype really fast.
That's why I'd like to see maybe a better opponent in our homecoming game in upcoming years, like Warren Central or Ben Davis or something. I know it was Warren Central a few years ago. And that was such a great environment because everyone came because of homecoming, and it was also a great game, so everyone stayed until the end. And I'd just really like to see that in the next couple of years, even though I'm leaving for college.
Do we know what is there going to be a big turnout from North Central fans, do you think?
Oh,
most likely not.
Doubt it.
I think Carmel brought more fans to their place last year.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I can remember
not
that,
not the same
actually.
Spirit there.
Well, especially with us, since North Central, 0-5 this year and had an 0-16. The last 16 games.
It's just difficult to root for a team that's pretty bad.
Well, here's what I don't get, and my dad's been telling me this ever since we moved here, is that North Central has the same amount of kids that we do, but yet they're constantly putting up losing records every single year. And meanwhile, we have, like, winning records. We're going to the state championships all the time, and North Central can't do that. I just don't understand that.
We're just very fortunate at Carmel to have such a great program and all of our sports.
We really are. So we're going to take a quick break real quick. Don't go anywhere, because we still have some more sports to talk about. We still have, Jack says he has done a couple interviews this week with some of the players, so we're going to talk about that. But up next here on the homecoming special is Electric Feel by MGMT. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE. Welcome back to 91.3 WHJE. You're listening to the homecoming special, and we are still talking about sports for a little bit because Jack got some interviews for us. Jack, who'd you interview?
Yes, on Hound Pound Sports Talk yesterday, Sam, Brady Klain, and I were able to interview head coach John Hebert. That's always on Thursdays, every other week, by the way. About 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock, we'll interview the head coach, John Hebert, and then a player. Yesterday, we were able to interview Jalen Walker, the junior starting wide receiver. His father's actually the offensive coordinator, David Walker. And just talking to Coach Hebert, he was pretty honest about his team. He thought they've been playing pretty well so far, but he still thinks they have a high ceiling and they have a lot more potential. And that's why we asked him what grade he would give his team, and he gave them a B-. And we were all a little shocked at first, how brutally honest he was, but that's the way Coach Hebert is. And he expects a lot out of his team, and he's going to challenge them. And I really liked what he said there, and I think the players heard that challenge and will respond and come out and do well against North Central. And then just talking to Jalen, you know, he's been talking about practice and how motivated the guys are to really get to a state championship and how excited they are for this season, because they really feel like it could be a magical run.
Yeah, when my experience, I think with the leaving of Coach Wright, I think Coach Heber is just a really great replacement, because when I was on the football team, I mean, I was a wide receiver and he was the defensive coordinator at the time. But his just coaching strategies, he's just really modest. But, I mean, he's really just serious and passionate about what he does. And I think that's a great thing about a coach. And the fact that now he's our head coach and he's in charge of basically everything, I think it's just a wonderful thing for the team. So,
yeah, and I have yet to have the opportunity to meet Coach Ebert, but I've only heard just great things about the guy. I've talked to Sean Blackburn, Alex Akins, Jake Leach, and all three of those guys just say how just focused he is on getting this team to winning the state title.
And we in the interview yesterday, I asked him about the defense, and they were kind of struggling with the run game against Lawrence North. Lawrence North was building these really long drives and using mainly the run game, and they just run all the way down the field. I mean, I think in the third quarter, I think they had the ball for like 8 or 9 minutes, and they were just building these drives and driving down our defense and wearing them down. And he just said that that was strategy. He knows that Lawrence North had a huge offensive line. I mean, one guy was like 6'7", like 300 pounds or something like that. This guy was huge. And our defensive line struggles in that area. We don't have a lot of size. So that was strategy for them to drive down the field, take longer, because he knew they were going to move the ball on our defense. But he said he wanted to limit the big plays. I think he said they were like 15 yards or more was considered a big play. And he wanted to limit those down to 4, and they ended up only giving up 2. So I just thought that was interesting what he said, that it was all strategy, it was all planned out, and I like that from Coach Ebert.
Coach Ebert really knows strategy just in general. And he always gets the players prepared no matter what. We talked to a fellow radio staff member and senior starting safety, Jake Leach, and he said the guy is always in the film room. He's always watching film on Huddle, which is what the film site they use, and that just shows how hard of a worker he is. And for a first-year head coach, that sort of sends a message to the team on what they need to do if they want to win games.
What's Carmel's record right now?
3-2.
3-2. 3-2. What were the reasons why you guys think they lost those two games?
Well, they were very good teams, first of all. Cincinnati LaSalle is the number one team in Ohio, and I believe 12th ranked nationally, or top 15, somewhere in there.
Definitely top 15.
And Carmel just, it's tough to compete with that talent on the road, and they got off to a rough start. And then Center Grove's the number one team in Indiana, and they run a tough triple option offense. So it's always a tough game every year. I'd actually rather have a loss in the regular season to Center Grove in case we meet them in the playoffs, because I think that gives us a better chance to beat them then. So two losses against two tough teams, but we've really responded well.
Yeah, our first quarters didn't really start out like we wanted to. We built a comeback against Center Grove in the second quarter. Both games we came back, but just starting out, we were under huge deficits. I believe we were down 17-0 against LaSalle and down 14-0 against Center Grove, something like that. But we dig ourselves in these holes. And we were just never able to fully come back in those two losses. But I think we've definitely recovered from those two losses with a two-game win streak, hoping to increase that tonight. And I think we've really fixed some of our holes from those losses.
So that will do it for the sports. Everyone come out tonight. It's going to be super hype tonight. I'm coming out. Ben's coming out. Leo, are you?
Oh, I'm coming out. It's homecoming. Yeah.
And then Jack and Sam are going to be broadcasting. So if you can't, tune in to 91.3 at when are you guys doing your pregame?
Yes, pregame starts at 6, and the broadcast starts, well, it might start a little late because of homecoming ceremonies. So just tune in at 7. It'll start around there.
Yes, it will. It's going to be so good. We're hoping for a blowout. Beat North Central, right? North Central?
Yes.
#BeatNC.
#BeatNC. Let's get that one started. So we're just going to do a quick show recap. We started with the Spirit Days on this week, and Sam participated in every single one. What was your highlight?
Highlight? The taco costume was nice for Tuesday. I wore that for holiday day, and I gave, like, if people ask me, you know, what holiday is that? I gave them three answers. I gave them Cinco de Mayo, Taco Tuesday, and Halloween. I think my favorite one was the old person day. Because I went so hard for that. Like, I spray painted my hair. Like, my mom got me these shoes and this vest from Goodwill. And it was just super hype.
You looked like Mr. Fredrickson
from
Up.
Yeah, and I had the glasses, too. Oh, it was actually really funny because they said, like, 3D on them because they were 3D glasses. But
and you have the height, too.
Yeah.
And we're back to the height.
He's about 5'5", ladies and gentlemen.
5'6".
5'6".
Sam's 5'6". I definitely, I think I like the old person day, the favorite. Then, yeah, Tuesday was taco day, and then, I don't even know what order. Wednesday was workout. Yeah. So I went hard for workout day too, and then these past 2 days, I just haven't, I don't know what to wear for these past two days, like, you know.
Safari in blue and gold.
I'm blue and gold, you know, that was, I think I'm dressed pretty nicely.
Do you feel like a celebrity at this point?
I mean, yeah. Like, I walk down the halls and people are taking pictures of me, and I'm like, why? And they're like,
they're kind of like
Sam,
the paparazzi.
You're Sam to 5'6", and I'm like, yeah, I am. So, it's insane.
Leo, what did you think of homecoming this week?
It's one of my favorite weeks of the year, just to see everyone come out and show their support. You know, school spirit. Love it all.
Jack?
I really like it, too. Today's my favorite day because it's what we call a green day, where we go to each class. We have a block schedule, but we go to every class for about 25 minutes. This is the long period, but still, it's a lot of fun. The spirit was there. My favorite day was probably holiday day because everyone dressed up. You know, the other days it was sort of a little difficult to get into with dressing up, but everyone came out for holiday day, and it was a lot of fun.
And I heard, Sam, you're going to the dance.
Oh, yeah.
You're a senior, too.
Yeah, I'm going with a few of my friends. I think we're going to be the only seniors going. And I actually haven't been to Carmel's homecoming because everybody went freshman year. I wasn't here for the homecoming dance freshman year, so I don't know what it's like. So, you know, why not do it now?
Big step forward for Sam.
Big step forward, guys.
So that will do it for the homecoming special. It was a lot of fun. I mean, I liked it a lot. What did you guys think?
It was a great show. Fun show.
Great
show.
It'll be a wonderful evening.
Make sure you tune in tonight for the homecoming football game. Starts at what time for pregame?
6 o'clock for pregame, 7 o'clock for the regular game.
Yes, and come out to the dance tomorrow. It will be a lot of fun. This was the homecoming special on 91.3 WHJE. And up next is Midnight City by M83. Have a great day, everybody, and have fun at homecoming.